It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Well, we've all known this was coming, the closure of deteriorating bridges in parts of Pittsburgh. The poster child may be the Kenmar Bridge, a major connection between the Parkway East, the Rankin Bridge, and Kennywood Park. It has had weight restrictions that prevented it from being used by buses. That's not only a problem for the Port Authority, but also the people who use mass transit. And as bus routes are altered to allow for the closure and repair of bridges, the flow of traffic is impacted, which affects all of us trying to get from point A to point B in a reasonably timely fashion. Later in the program, we're looking at how hundreds of crumbling bridges across the Commonwealth and Allegheny County are being replaced. But first, we're looking at how mass transit intends to stay out of the way. I'm joined now by phone by Jim Ritchie, Communications Officer for the Port Authority of Allegheny County. Jim Ritchie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today.
And you can join the conversation with your comments and questions by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is essspgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter at essspgh. Again, the number 412-246-2002. If there's some aspect of this that you are confused about, if you're looking for some clarification, we can perhaps provide that in our conversation with Jim Ritchie, and you can take part again at 412-246-2002. So, Jim, first of all, how critical is the problem of these structurally deficient bridges in Allegheny County? How does it impact mass transit?
Well, certainly, we don't want bridges to be unsafe. Buses use bridges, and actually the light rail system uses bridges just like a regular automobile. And we want them to be safe and to be able to accommodate the vehicles we have going throughout the county. Oftentimes, it's the most direct way from point A to point B, and you want that to be up and running and able to handle the mass transit traffic. When you shut them down, of course, obviously there's a detour, and the buses have to go around the construction. And that usually equates to some kind of delay, a longer trip for a rider to get through that area. So there's definitely an impact that's associated with the work. And right now we have quite a bit of bridge work going on in the county. We have the Greenfield Bridge, the Tassie Hollow Bridge, and next year obviously the Kenmar Bridge that you mentioned.
And, you know, even before the bridges were closed, bridges like the Kenmar had weight restrictions that prevented it from being used by buses. So I'm guessing that in some ways, while this is a logistical challenge for the Port Authority, there were a lot of problems that the Port Authority had to deal with that finally are now being met head on.
Absolutely. When there's a weight restriction, that certainly affects buses. And the buses are detoured with the weight restrictions. So usually, is in, you know, in the lifespan of a bridge that has those kind of deteriorating issues, we face the weight restrictions first, far before you hit the actual construction work, and that's the case in the bridge that you just mentioned. And some people might not know that Port Authority owns some of these bridges. We own a lot of bridges that date back to the Pittsburgh Railways era, when these were old trolley bridges. The Tassie Hollow Bridge is an example of that.
And so now three bridges where Braddock, Rankin, North Braddock, and Swissvale come together have closed for repairs. So you have this sort of harmonic convergence going on. How is it impacting the bus routes? I imagine there is all sorts of reconfiguring that has gone on and that will continue to go on.
Absolutely. There's in that area, there's specifically three major bus routes that are impacted by this. And we've put specific details about the detours on our website. And, of course, people can call into our customer service center and get those kinds of details, the lefts and the rights of these bus routes. So we've tried to figure out the best way to go around the construction work that's occurring, but also not missing parts of the community with the buses that are out there. Just because you're detoured, we don't want to not be able to serve riders in an area that we're getting service before. And that's the challenge for us when we have these kinds of major detours. So we've done the best we could with that.
And you mentioned, Jim, that in the past, some of these bridges that are being used by the buses as well as the T, they were not necessarily designed for the purposes that they are designed that, or that they have to meet today. Does the Port Authority have any input about what they'd like to see in terms of when these bridges are repaired? You know, what allowances they will make for not only what is currently a part of mass transit, but what may be designed for the future.
Absolutely. We work with PennDOT and the county and other agencies very well. There's always a conversation about these kinds of projects if there's an impact to mass transit. The Kenmare Bridge specifically with PennDOT. PennDOT was very forthcoming to talk to us early about that project specifically because our East Busway ends in that area, and they wanted to know if they would want us, if we would want them to redesign that in the future so that we could possibly extend the East Busway through that area. The bridge is structured in a way that extending the East Busway today is not possible, but if designed appropriately, the East Busway could extend. And that's a project that a number of people have talked about for years and wanted Port Authority to consider.
412-246-2002, the number to call to join our conversation with Jim Ritchie of the Port Authority. We have Jim on the line from Oakland. Hi, Jim. You're on the air.
Paul, I love the show. I listen all the time, and I'm blind, and I do a lot of bus traveling now. A lot of times when I get on a bus, I don't know, like, what bridge is closed, and the driver announces it all of a sudden, and then I have to get off in another area that I really don't want to go. So how can a blind person know ahead of time what's going on, what's closed, and what isn't closed?
On the Port Authority website, we list all of our detours, and it's probably something that would benefit all riders to sign up for so that they know about detours that are upcoming that might affect the route that they're trying to use. Going forward, though, and maybe in a far better way, we're trying to get to a proactive system where we can actually text changes to you or email changes to you that affect the route that you ride. We're very close to that. The real-time system that we just put in and are extending to our light rail system this year allows us to do that. So we're very close to being able to do that for riders.
Jim, thank you for that phone call. Again, our number 246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email ESSPGH at WESA.FM and on Twitter at ESSPGH. Has there ever been as challenging a situation as the one that is currently facing the Port Authority, Jim, just in terms of trying to reroute so many different routes with so many bridge closures happening at the same time?
I don't know. That's a good question. I know we've had other challenging situations, maybe not bridge specific. I remember the G20 situation where we had so many bus routes altered each day and throughout the day during that event. But I can't remember something recent that was caused by bridges. So there's definitely a lot of bridge work, which is a good thing for Western Pennsylvania. Because we do have a deteriorating bridge problem, so it's good to see them getting repaired. And the buses will find a way around them. It'll be an inconvenience, but they certainly will get there.
So now the big question that everybody always asks when something like this is going on in our city, and that is, when can we expect things to be back to normal, if that's even the right word to use?
A good question again. It seems that there's probably other bridges that are coming along after these. So, you know, you may have these, and then we'll probably start talking about a new batch of bridges in a year or two. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see that, and especially with the benefits of some of the Act 89 dollars hitting this region, not just on the bridge side, but also on the Port Authority side as well.
So what you're saying is a lot of money is being freed up, and while it's available, these infrastructure improvements, replacements of bridges, et cetera, are going to continue to take place.
I would think we would see that. That certainly generated a lot of money for this region. And while there is an inconvenience with the work that goes on, it's certainly a benefit in terms of getting bridges back into safe, sturdy condition. Just in the Port Authority system, we're certainly seeing the benefits of the Act 89 dollars, not just in terms of stabilizing the service we offer, but also on the capital side. You know, we have our own bridges, we have our own light rail system, and there's a lot of work scheduled over the next few years as a result of that.
Well, we'll hope for the best while all that is going on and look forward to what things will be like when all this work is done. It certainly will be new and improved, and of course there are the big plans that the Port Authority has going into the future with possible rapid transit and all sorts of possibilities out there. But for the time being, Jim, thank you for updating us on what's going on. And before we wrap this up, what is the best way for people to keep, because this is a very fluid situation, what is the best way for people to keep up with detours, rerouting, and all that kind of thing?
Online at portauthority.org, we have specific pages to these major projects like Tassie Hollow and the Greenfield Bridge. There's pages there with a lot of information. All of our detours are listed there as well. That's a good starting point, but the call center is always open for people at 412-442-2000.
Sounds good. Jim Ritchie, Communications Officer for the Port Authority of Allegheny County, thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Coming up, here in Allegheny County, several bridges need to be replaced, but how is it going to be paid for? An interesting plan has taken shape. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.